The polls are just opening now in Virginia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It's primary day there with several races for Congress.
It's the first time the Commonwealth will vote according to new districts following the 2020 census. In Virginia's 2nd Congressional District, the Virginia Beach area, four Republicans are hoping for the chance to unseat Democratic incumbent Elaine Luria. Virginia's 8th District has two Democrats looking to be the party pick to challenge Republican Corina Lipsman.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. There are primary election runoffs in Georgia and Alabama where Katie Britt and Congressman Mo Brooks square off in a Republican Senate race. The Supreme Court will issue more opinions today as it winds down this term. One case we're waiting on, the ruling that may overturn the decision to legalize abortion in favor of states' rights to restrict it. A leaked draft opinion shows conservative justices ready to rule that way. That's led to protests outside their homes. Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox,
I think most people can see that all of this is being driven by the anti-intellectual, crypto-socialist woke left.
There are numerous reports the State Department's confirmed a second American's died in combat fighting in Ukraine. His family says he was killed last month. This is a Russian spokesman tells NBC they won't rule out the death penalty for two Americans who went to Ukraine to fight and got captured. President Biden returns to the White House this morning.
But he did soak up some final beach time in Delaware yesterday, where he really bristled at the suggestion that most economists see a recession coming.
Not the majority of them aren't saying that. Come on, don't make things up, okay? Now you sound like a Republican politician. I'm joking. That was a joke.
No one's making that up, though. The Financial Times polled a group of economists and found that nearly 70% expect a recession next year.
Fox's Doug Luzader. The president's considering saving us gas money, temporarily lifting the 18-cent per gallon federal tax. Regular is down another penny today. AAA's America's Listening.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
We're still waiting on a group of Republican and Democratic senators that keeps working on writing a bill off their compromise on gun control regulations, including enhanced background checks on gun buyers under 21 and provisions to try to take firearms away from those deemed a risk or a threat or domestic abusers, as well as money for school safety and mental health programs. A new law in New York is facing new scrutiny.
New York recently passing a law that won't allow most civilians to buy bullet-resistant vests. The law, however, didn't cover the type of arm worn by the man in the deadly Buffalo shooting in May that left 10 people dead. The law defines restricted vests as bullet-resistant soft body armor. They can possibly stop shots from pistols, but vests that may be able to stop rifle rounds aren't explicitly covered by the law, and that's leaving retailers confused about what they can sell. Brad Padell runs a tactical gear and body armor store in New York City.
The lawmakers are believing that civilian or somebody in a non-law enforcement role should not have the legal power to purchase a protective body armor vest for themselves.
Rich Dennison, Fox News.
The Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot will hold another hearing today to focus on then-President Trump's attempt to get state elections officials to overturn 2020 results. He calls it another witch hunt and fraud. It's officially summer. Spring ended 51 minutes ago, but they're still playing on the ice.
Palat crossed with Kucherov. Now dumps for Stamkos.
Andre Palat and Tampa Bay beat Colorado 6-2 on ABC as the Lightning keep trying to three-peat as NHL Stanley Cup champions. The Avalanche still lead the final 2-1. On Wall Street, stocks could rebound after a long holiday weekend as markets rise overseas. Dow futures up nearly 500 points, coming off last week's big sell-off that has the Dow at its lowest level since December 2020. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.